values. Well, thinking about when I was a kid back in the 1980s in England and now, I think there have been some changes to the values of the people in Britain, but not much. I'd say the most significant changes are that the environment is probably considered a top priority by more people. It already was when I was a kid, you know, when I was at school, we were all taught don't waste things and taught about global warming and climate change and so on, even back then in the 80s. But I think most people thought it was quite distant, so they still, you know, might buy a big car if they could afford it. Whereas now I think people think more about the environment. More people think more about the environment. So that's one way things have changed. Also, people seem to have got a little more nationalistic. Now, it's difficult for me to comment on this because I'm in China, so I'm viewing it from the outside. But you'll know we've recently had Brexit, and a lot of that was anti-immigration. And that's fairly recent. When I was a kid, to have those kinds of attitudes of anti-immigration, that was considered very right-wing, kind of extremist political right. So almost Nazi. So nobody really voiced those kinds of views in public. You know, you're racist if you say, oh, we don't want the immigrants here. That was when I was a kid. And now, you know, nearly 50% of the country think like that and will openly say so. So I think that's a change, and in my opinion that's a bad change. I think the sort of multicultural international feel was much better than, oh, we've got to keep Britain British. I think that's not very useful. And what is British anyway if it's not a big mix of different cultures? So yeah, I think that particular change of values is not a good thing. Which puts me in disagreement with 50% of my home country. Anyhow, I don't have that much to say about values, to be honest.